We sit here in silence, with mindfulness. And one way to consider what we're doing, we're really exploring what it means to be alive. What is the experience of living? It includes the full range of body experience, the sensations in the body, and sound. Often sitting, we're having our eyes closed, and yet in the fullness of our practice in the walking, we include seeing, moving, sense of smell, we include the sense of taste, and the full range of what happens in our minds. All the thoughts, moods, and emotions. And so really what we're doing is taking the time to get to know ourselves, have a sense of intimacy with life. And one big area or one expression of life in this human body is the area of emotion. Often with emotion, we we're involved in the emotion. We react to the emotion, think we need to do something about the emotion. And what we're asked to do here is to have a different relationship with emotion, to get to know it from the inside. So emotions have a lot of aspects that come together. There's the emotion itself, which is a mental state. There's usually feelings in the body associated with emotion, often in the area of the torso, inside, in the organs even sometimes have senses that are associated with the emotion. We may experience tightness or contraction with anger or fear, or pressure and heat, or with beautiful emotions such as joy or happiness. We may feel a loosening or a lightness and a kind of a bubbling energy. So there's the state in the mind and the relationship with the body, that emotion-body interrelationship. And then there's also often thoughts associated with emotion. The thoughts are often the place where we get caught into our habitual patterns around emotions. What I need to do, what that person should or shouldn't have done. And so one of the most helpful explorations around emotions, especially as you're just, if you're just learning about working with emotions, to see if you can let go of thoughts about the emotion and come into knowing what the emotion is. You may even use a labeling or a recognition, an identification. Fear is happening, anger is happening, confusion's happening, happiness is happening. Even states like calm or peace, maybe we wouldn't call those emotions, but they are states of mind that we can know. Just knowing, how is the state of the mind? And then also knowing how it is with the body. So rather than being involved with the content of the emotion, turning towards what is the experience of this emotion here and now. One teacher, James Baraz, has a kind of fun way to explore this, brings in a perspective of non-identification with the emotion. He says that he's tried kind of having this attitude of being a visitor in this body, someone who's never visited this planet before and has come and kind of been sent to this planet to report back to their world what it's like to be human. And so a visitor in this body describing, recognizing, this is what it's like when they feel anger. This is what it's like when they feel joy. Having that perspective of a little bit of non-identification with the emotion and the experience, turning towards the experience of the emotion. This is what it's like to feel this emotion. There may not always be an obvious emotion, and that's fine. If the basic practice, and the basic practice, we stay connected with the present moment, often through the use of the anchor of the breath. And yet if there is an emotion that arises in your experience, you may be able to breathe with that emotion. That may be a very helpful tool. There's fear and the breath, confusion and the breath. And sometimes it can be helpful to actually let go of this anchor of the breath and just explore the emotion. Especially in the body. One place to particularly check in with emotions is if there is some kind of sticky thought that keeps recurring. This sticky thought might be a revisiting of something that happened in the past or a projection into the future. And often with sticky thoughts, there is some kind of emotion that's kind of fueling it or attached to or related to that thought. So if there is a sticky thought, see if you can let go of the content of the thought in favor of checking in. Is there an emotion related to this pattern of thought? The mind is stuck in planning. Perhaps there's some anxiety present. And this doesn't always have to be a difficult emotion. Sometimes I've seen my mind get stuck with thinking about friends. And when I check in, the feeling is metta, of love, opening the heart to that feeling. Whereas when I'd been caught in the thoughts about the friends, thinking about where they were, what they were doing, I didn't really feel that open-hearted love. This exploration of emotion helps to keep us here. Emotions happen now, are manifesting now in the body, manifesting in the mind, in the moment. And so, settling into the present moment, exploring this breath, this body, this being, this life. Allowing the body and mind to relax, inclining towards relaxation actually supports the mind's ability to meet life. Sometimes a way into relaxation. We can consciously relax the body and mind as best we can. And sometimes the mind and body know a way into relaxation that we don't consciously have access to. Sometimes it can be helpful to make a request. May the body relax. And then don't try to do it, but just see how the mind and body respond. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And opening to allowing the awareness to receive the experience of breathing. Allowing the breath to be a place to collect, gather the attention. A place to rest. If not much else is happening, there's always the breath. And as you attend to the breath, as you rest with the experience of breathing, other experience may tug at the attention, may call the attention. If it feels like there's a conflict, sometimes we can just let whatever that is be in the background and just use the breath. Yep, there's sound and the breath. And if it feels like there's a conflict, it feels hard to stay in touch with the breath. It's fine to let go of the conscious connection with the breath and open the attention to that other experience, whatever is calling you, whether body sensation or sound or emotion. If thoughts call at you, check in and see if they're sticky, if there's an emotion related to them. And as you observe that experience, whatever it is, it may linger for a while or it may recede. And if it feels less compelling, you can always return to explore the experience of breathing. This body, this life, this body breathing itself.